Hello and welcome to the Office Dev Show, the show all about Office 365 development. And we are still continuing on our journey of getting started and working through all the different technologies and languages that you can use to code against Office 365 and create apps and solutions. And so the one that we realized we haven't done yet, interestingly enough, is actually ASP.NET.
That's right.
Hooking into the APIs.
We actually had, you know, it's funny, the intro to the Office Dev Show has that one coffee cup that falls over and it says .NET. And one of our MVPs actually reached out to us on social media.
Did.
He's like, is that some sort of subtle statement? So we felt like it was about time that we brought out some .NET and actually showed you how to do this.
So. Yeah, so we're all in on .NET.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sometimes we just take for granted that you guys know how to do that already. But
right.
We'll, if you don't, you'll learn today.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Awesome.
So the great thing about .NET and doing this in Visual Studio when you connect to the Office 365 APIs is that we have all these different like accelerators to make it fast and easy. It's what I would call the super simple approach to working with our APIs. So what I'm going to do is just go out to Visual Studio and I'm going to create a new ASP.NET project. And we'll just call this the Office, if I can spell Office, Dev Show Web. And from here, it's going to have me select what type of ASP.NET template I want to use. I'm just going to go with the normal MVC template.
Okay.
I could go, we could do this with web forms if we wanted to. We could do it like full on, you know, web API. I
could
do that
do
later.
Spa.
Yeah, we could do a spa. We've done one of those actually.
Yep.
So in this case, I'm going to do full on MVC. Now, one of the things that'll actually make this faster for you, that'll make this a lot easier, is there's probably a button here that a lot of you have overlooked. There's this change authentication button. I wonder if that might help authentication.
Maybe.
So we're going to go ahead and click on this, and you can see I can do no authentication. Well, that wouldn't be fun.
No.
We could do individual user accounts, which will do things like generate a SQL database to store user accounts. That's
a little old school.
A little old school. I was going to let you say that. and then we have the work account, and this is what we're going to concentrate on here is where I'm going to actually specify a work account that I can use to go sign in. Now, this is where we get into the whole idea of tenancy. In the connected application world, we have what we consider single-tenant applications that work for one organization, and then we have what we consider multi-tenant, which can work for any organization. So when you sign into something like maybe SharePoint Online or Exchange Online, that's a multi-tenant app. We could do either of those. In fact, it's really not much different to do between the two. But for simplicity's sake, I'm going to go with just a single tenant organization here. And I'm going to go with rzdemos.com. That's my Office 365 demo tenant that I'm going to work with. I could do things like, say, I want to read directory data. So, you know, a lot of times when you sign in, you might also want to go look up what the user's first name and last name are.
Sure.
That might not be claims that automatically come back. And so in this case, I could easily do that. So we'll just go ahead and say OK. Now, this is going to go and stub out the scaffolding for an MVC project. So it's going to have all the normal things you'd expect. I guess after I say OK, it'll do that. And then we can kind of start working on integrating Office 365 into it. Now, the cool thing is we've already handled authentication. It's done.
Yep.
I'm not going to have to do anything. As soon as our application loads, we've identified this as needing organizational authentication.
And to that particular tenant.
That's right. And it's going to force us through that process. And so what I want to do next is I'm going to actually pull in. First of all, I'm going to give it a few extra permissions.
Mm-hmm.
So we said let it read directory data, but I want to do something like maybe read contacts.
Mm-hmm.
So I can go and make an update so that it can read contacts. That's a permission change, but I'm also going to, in doing that, I'm going to pull in some libraries that we have for .NET that make it really easy to work with our APIs. Okay?
Very cool.
So what I'm going to do is right-click my project, and I'm going to say add connected service. So somewhere in here, there it is. I have this connected service wizard. And this is something that's grown up. We've had this in Visual Studio for a while, but there's a number of new things. So I can even do, you know, crazy things like connect into Salesforce if I wanted to, or, you know, connect into other interesting services that Microsoft might offer. But the one that I'm going to do is these Office 365 APIs. This is all about Office Dev.
It's very fitting.
It is. And we're going to go ahead and go with that. So this is going to bring up that wizard. What you're going to find here is I didn't have to set up authentication ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
I could have done it after I do this wizard. But the benefit here is it already knows my domain, so I didn't have to retype that. And if I go to the next step, what you're going to find is it already has an application ID. And that's part of that registration process. So we've already registered an application. It's already in Azure Active Directory. Visual Studio did that for us. And so I'm going to go ahead and obviously stick with that. But let's go down to contacts. And I can specify the permissions I want. So we're going to do read-write contacts here.
Yep.
And I'll just say finish. So this is going to go through and do a few things. It's going to go add that permission to our existing application.
Back in Azure.
That's right. And it's also going to pull in some NuGet packages that are going to make it a lot easier to work with all the different things like contacts, or in this case, I could have connected to other things in Exchange. Mm-hmm. Here's just a little, it brings up a little page on, you know, how you get started from here, but that's what we're doing, so we don't need that.
We don't.
All right. Cool. So what I'm going to do next, almost every project I ever build with the Office 365 APIs, I typically create a little class that makes it easy to look up the application details. Mm. Now, they're here already. If I go into my web config, what you're going to see is I already have things like a client ID, a client secret. It even has my tenant ID, although I don't really need that in this case. So I have all that that's already kind of pre-configured in here, but I don't want to have to look it up like that every time. And what I'm going to do is I like to create what I call just a settings helper.
Mm-hmm.
So let me create a folder for that. I like to keep things organized, so we'll just create a little utils folder. And inside of here, we'll create a settings helper class. So I'll do add new class. So we'll create the settings helper. And I'm just going to define in this a bunch of static public properties that I can go get to. So the first one I'm going to do, we'll just do public static string. And we'll call this client ID. And what we're going to do is we're going to look that up in the application settings. So I should be able to say configuration manager dot app settings. Let's resolve this first. So do system.configuration. And then I can just go look it up by its key. And so I do need that web config so I can get this right. So our, it has this IDA. Mm-hmm. Prefix to it. All right. Another thing I'm going to have is we're going to actually do some token caching here. There's a lot of different ways you can authenticate and keep track of tokens. The OpenID Connect is a really good approach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a really, really simple approach here. It's probably almost too simple. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to, when I get my token during the login process, I'm just going to throw it into session state.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want a really easy key that I can work with here. So I'm going to create another, we'll just do public const string, and we'll call this the, we'll call this user token cache key. And it can really be anything. This is just a key for it. We'll call it Happy Wednesday.
It's
you say it's Thursday, but this is going to air on a Wednesday.
Okay,
see?
we'll go with air, dude.
Okay,
all right.
Never mind. It's ruined now, so I'm going to say user key or token key. We've spent way
better.
Too much
Happy
time
Wednesday
on that
was
part.
Actually better.
All right, so let's. I'm going to create a couple more here to look up some of those additional settings. So the next thing we're going to do is client secret. So we'll do client secret, and again, I'm going to come over to my web config just to make sure I get the key right, and we'll replace that here. And then the last one is I need my authority, and if you look, I do have the authority in here. I have the first part of it, which is login to microsoftonline.com. Now, on the end of that, when I define an authority, what I would typically do is put maybe a tenant ID if it's single tenant. You can also use just /common, and that makes it multi-tenant. So you can really go with either one here. So in this one, I'm going to say this is Azure AD authority. And in this case, we'll use that value from, and then we're going to add to this common. Again, that's just kind of how I'm going to work with it. Let me make sure that does have a trailing slash to it. Okay, good. All right, we're good. So we have our settings helper. The next thing we're going to do is I do want to handle our token caching. So as I go from page to page, I want my tokens available to me, so we're going to put that in session state. And when I set up my authentication to begin with at the very beginning of this, it actually created all those settings in this thing called startup.auth. So if I zoom in here, and that looks really weird on the screen, but you can see I have this startup auth in my application start folder. If I go in this, it already has all the OpenID Connect stuff set up for me. So you can see here it's doing the OpenID Connect authentication options, and it's doing all the things with ADAO we already need. So setting up authentication context, getting my actual authentication result, which has my token in it.
Yep.
And so I'm going to take this authentication result, and I'm going to literally just stick that into session state here. And that's how I'm going to be able to get it as I go from page to page. Again, this isn't necessarily the ultimate way of doing token caching.
Nor the only way.
Nor the only way, but it's certainly the easiest, I think,
right,
because it's just one single little line. So we'll just say cache token. And so what I'm going to do is I'll just do HTTP context dot current dot, let's see, we want session. And in here, we'll use our settings helper that we need to resolve. And we're going to use that key that we spent forever trying to name, which is right there, user token cache key. All right, so we have that. And why is it not like that? Oh, I need to set it to something. So we're going to put our result in there. The result, again, that's that our authentication result. It has all the information we need. So we have that. It's now something that we have cached. Now I can use it in any of our controllers. And in fact, I'm not even going to create a new controller. I'm just going to use our home controller. I really want to make this as simple as possible. So if I go under controllers, I have this home controller. And so this default view, the very like the landing page view, I might want to go and use this. So the first thing I'm going to do, when we're going to be calling out to the Office 365 services, we're going to be calling REST behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want this to be something that operates asynchronously. I want it to feel very fluid and not hang up on the user. So the first thing I'm going to do is mark this to be async. I'm going to have this wrapped in a task so that it will operate asynchronously. So we'll go ahead and resolve this here really quickly. All right. So the next thing we want to do is we're going to set up an Outlook Services client. This is the Office 365 SDK.
Mm-hmm.
We could do REST, but what you'll find is this is going to be a lot easier to work with. So let's do Outlook Services client, and we'll just need to resolve that here really quickly. Oh, that is not what I wanted. So there it is. So we'll just say this is a client, and we'll define a new one. Now it's going to take two things. It's going to take the URI to the service root, which is what is the endpoint, the root endpoint to call REST in Outlook.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty easy. We'll just do a new URI. And I happen to know, because I spent a lot of time in this, it is HTTPS outlook.office365, not 364, but 365.com. And then we're going to do /API/v1.0. So that's our root. The second thing is we need to provide it an access token getter function.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs to know how to get that access token. And so let's go ahead and set that up. I'm going to set this up again to run async. So I'm going to just do a little async. And in here, we need to return our access token. Now it doesn't like it right now because we're not returning anything. Now I've set up a code snippet that I'm just going to go ahead and use here for getting a token.
Mm-hmm.
So I have this get access token for resource, and it's something that I use in almost all of my projects, and that's why I've set up a simple snippet for it. But what I'll point out what it's doing here, it's actually quite simple. I'm setting up my authentication context, which actually is what the startup auth was already doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I'm gonna do is set up client credentials, and then what I'm gonna say is I wanna get my token out of session. So you can see I'm saying session, go get our token out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to acquire a token with a refresh token. So what we actually cached was our refresh token that is good for a long period of time. In fact, it's something that is a rolling period up to like 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is something that theoretically I could even have put this in a cookie. Maybe not the best model for doing this, but theoretically I could have put it in a cookie and I could have given someone a long-term access to our application. So now that we have this, what I'm going to do is in our access token getter here, I'm just going to say return. There we go. And in here, I'm going to say await, and we're going to call that get access token for resource. Mm-hmm. And we need to provide the resource we're going to. And in this case, it does happen to be Outlook. So we're going to say outlook.office365.com. And then finally, at the end of this, I want to return the actual access token. We want to return a string to it. And so that's how we do it. All right, a few last things here. Once we have our Outlook Services client, it is like easy to start getting things on it. So let's go and get maybe contacts. So I want to say is client.me.contacts. And in this case, maybe I'll take the first, let's take my top 10 contacts off of this. And I'll just do an execute async. Not execute single, but execute async. This is asynchronous, so I need to put an await on here. So I'll go ahead and do that. And then I'm simply going to return the contacts in our view. Actually, I'm going to return contacts current page because it's going to bring back multiple pages. Yep. So there we go. We have basically all our code written. It's done. All I need to do now is just modify our view a little bit to actually make this display contacts, and we can do that really quickly. Let me just go over to the home view, and we'll strip out some of the code that we don't want anymore. So I'll take maybe in this row, we'll just put a table in here instead. Just put a table. This is using Bootstrap, so I'm going to just put a few nice Bootstrap classes. I don't want style, I want class. So we'll say table, table striped, and maybe table hover. All right, so we need a header for this. So we'll do, table head, table row. And we'll just say contact name. I'm not going to do anything fancy here with it. We'll do our body. And this is where we're going to start getting into some more dynamic things. So we're going to do a for each here. And what we're going to do is say for each contact in model. So it's going to look at what we're passing into it and be able to go and then repeat that. So we're going to work with all these different contacts. And what we'll do is for each one of those, let's put out a row and a column for it. We just have a single column in this. Just clean it up a little bit here. And doesn't matter. And what we'll do is maybe look at contact.displayName. So I think we have everything we need. Let's give it a shot. So we'll go ahead and press play. The cool thing is I can put some breakpoints here. So let's go ahead and go back to our controller. Maybe put a breakpoint right here before we actually return the data. So this is going to go and load our controller. You can see that it, in this case, I was already signed in. So it's just saying it's automatically bringing me to the consent screen. If I hadn't signed in, it would ask me to sign in. But I'll go ahead and accept the consent. That should bring us back to our application. We should hit a breakpoint here. So I'm going to go ahead and click on this unless we get an error. There we go, we hit our breakpoint. And if I look at my contacts, our current page, you can see I have 8 contacts and I can go look at the details of all of those. Mm-hmm. But in this case, I'm just gonna let it finish and voila.
Voila.
I have my list of contacts down in here. So as you can see, I mean, that was, you know, about 20 minutes from nothing to connecting to the Office 365 APIs. Notice that I didn't have to deal with any REST things. Yep. The SDK makes it really nice. It gives me nice entities that I can work with.
Awesome. So leveraging MVC and ASP.NET and all of our standard good Microsoft Stack goodness, along with the Visual Studio tools that really made it super simple.
That's right.
Awesome. Yep. Thank you.
Cool.
Go build stuff on top of Office 365. Happy coding.